The next patient is Willie Chappell. The last name is C-H-A-P-P-L-E, Willie, W-I-L-L-I-E. This is the clinical case of a 55-year-old African-American male that we have the pleasure to follow in this office because of chronic kidney disease stage 5 that is associated to FSGS that was confirmed by renal biopsy in 2016. The patient has been CKD5 for a lengthy period of time. He stays with a creatinine that is between 5 and 5.6. The estimated GFR is 11. He has an excretion of protein that is close to 1,600 milligrams in 24 hours. And the patient has no symptoms. He maintains an albumin of 4.3. The potassium is 4.8. And the CO2 is 21. The liver function tests are acceptable. The urine analysis is completely clean except for the 2+ protein and the proteinuria that I mentioned before. Number 2, arterial hypertension. This high blood pressure has been trending up, and we explained to the patient the need for to maintain the blood pressure around 130/80. He claims that he takes the medications as ordered. The advice of follow a low salt diet was emphasized. The hemoglobin period. Number 3, the patient has hyperuricemia. The levels of uric acid has been between 7 and 7.5. The patient continues to take allopurinol 100 milligrams every day. Following number, iron deficiency anemia, that is has remained very stable. The hemoglobin is 11.8. Following number, the patient has remained with a BMI of 29. 246 pounds. Following number, the serum phosphorus is 5.1. Following number, magnesium is 2.6. The PTH is just 28. In the following number, the hyperlipidemia, the cholesterol is 208, the triglyceride 63, HDL 50, LDL is 147. The patient is not taking any statins in order to control the high cholesterol, and the diet adjustment will be done. The patient is going to be scheduled for a follow-up in 4 months. Following number. The patient has been undergoing evaluation for the kidney transplant in Tampa. He was found with strongyloides, S-T-R-O-N-G-I-G-O. Strongyloides, S-T-R-O-G-I-N, L like a Lima, O-I-D-E-S. The patient was referred to the infectious disease doctor. He is being treated at this moment. Is the second round of anti-parasitic medication. Afterwards, the titers will be requested in the blood and will be sent to Tampa. Hopefully, we will be able to get a transplant before the patient goes into dialysis. A paragraph, we invested 10 minutes reviewing the chart and the laboratory workup, 15 minutes with the patient and 7 minutes with the documentation.